Speaking with workers in Janesville Tuesday, Governor Jim Doyle called the decision a kick in the gut.
You know, the way the world's supposed to work, that if you work really hard and you produce a great product, then good things are supposed to happen, not this.
The Janesville plant makes SUVs, which have seen sales drop dramatically as fuel prices have increased. Doyle says the company should have adapted to the changing market and taken steps to keep the plant open.
We sort of wish that there had been a lot better planning going on in the last few years, and that they had gotten some lines in here of the could have withstood the pressure of these high gas prices.
The governor also upset with how GM handled the decision.
There wasn't even really, I'm sorry. I mean, it was just, this is the way the world works, and this is what we're going to do, and we're going to some other lines, and too bad for all of you people. So, you know, my reaction, like many, I think, was to just say, I'm really mad.
Doyle says workers like those at the plant are important to Wisconsin.
This is the heart and soul of who we are in this state. Hard-working people that go to show up for work every single day, do a difficult job.
He's pledging to help them prepare for life after the plant closes in 2010.
We're going to make sure that they land on their feet. And that's what I'm committed to doing, and I know that I speak for just about everybody in the state that feels the same way.
Doyle says the decision is a hard and bitter pill to take. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.